We all know Padre Pio's intercessory prayer worked incredible miracles. But have you ever wondered what was his own personal take on prayer? How did he understand what prayer is? Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book, How to Pray with Padre Pio, by Eileen Dunn Bertanzetti. Within its pages, we not only discover various quotes by Padre Pio about prayer, but also find accounts from those close to him, providing us with glimpses into his profound prayer life. So without further ado, let's dive right in and explore Padre Pio's wisdom. Eileen tells us, Padre Pio constantly communicated with God. His prayers included daily Mass, the Rosary, meditation on the Passion of Christ, and, of course, contemplation, during which he adored God in silence. In his own words, he declared, "Prayer is the best weapon we possess. It is the key that opens the heart of God." Padre Pio considered prayer to be the true ladder bridging earth to heaven, erasing the distance between humanity and God. His words echoed, "Humility, contrition, and prayer make the distance disappear, acting in such a way that God descends to humanity and humanity ascends to God, and thus both end up understanding, loving, and possessing each other." Padre Pio's journey into a life of prayer started in his early childhood. Even then, as a child, he prayed whenever he could, whether on his knees at home or on the stone floor in the church before the tabernacle, or with his family during the daily rosary. As Padre Pio grew older and grew closer to God, he sought more opportunities to pray. Amid sufferings and trials of all kinds, he found comfort in prayer. A close friend of Padre Pio, Father Agostino of San Marco in Lamis, wrote in his diary in February 1944, 24 years before Padre Pio's death, "Thinking of God is a habit for him. He lives his interior life as the saints did. Even when he speaks to us, we are aware that his spirit rises to God." Furthermore, the author shares that in 1999, Pope John Paul II, who, by the way, also personally knew Padre Pio, spoke these words after Padre Pio's beatification ceremony. Padre Pio wished that many souls would join him in prayer. "Pray," he used to say, "pray to the Lord with me, because the whole world needs prayer. And every day, when your heart feels the solitude of life more strongly, pray, pray with the Lord." Eileen then shares a very important insight to keep in mind. Padre Pio believed that the best form of charity was prayer, and emphasized that the most effective way to help others is by praying for them. Now, how often do we feel incapable of helping others despite our best intentions? Well, Padre Pio reminds us that we can indeed help by praying for them. In guiding souls, whether in personal conversations or through letters, Padre Pio consistently recommended not only private prayer, but also family and community prayer. He saw prayer as the ultimate weapon against evil and firmly believed that it could indeed open God's heart to us. According to the Enchiridion of Indulgences, the official church document outlining the norms for granting indulgences, A plenary indulgence is granted when the rosary is recited in a church or oratory, or whenever it is recited in a family, a religious community, or a pious association. A partial indulgence is granted for its recitation in all other circumstances. It is customary to refer to one set of mysteries as the rosary. Regarding this, the following norms for a plenary indulgence apply. So, I strongly encourage you to pray at least one rosary a day with your family or whenever possible. Never fear the vipers of evil, Father Pio wrote. For although they are cruel, they will never manage to torment the soul that remains fixed on the cross. Be vigilant and strengthen yourself more and more with prayer. Pray, have hope, and do not worry, he encouraged, emphasizing the efficiency of continuous and sincere prayers. Padre Pio believed that God not only hears but longs for our prayers, urging a childlike confidence in approaching God. He reminds us, God loves you. Return that love as you can. If you can talk to God, do it, he said. Talk to him, praise him, pray, listen to him. And if you can't speak, don't worry. In the Lord's way, stop in your room and pay him reverence. He will see you and will be pleased with your patience, and you will be comforted. As a testament to his desire to always please his heavenly Father, Padre Pio often recited the Our Father, the prayer taught by Jesus. In his last Mass on September 22, 1968, he prayed this exact prayer. And later that day, as he waited to join the Lord, he whispered this very prayer. In conclusion, throughout his life, Padre Pio sought to love and praise God constantly. Padre Pio, the master of prayer, as the author describes him, died in the same way he lived, with the names of Jesus and Mary on his lips. St. Alphonsus Liguori, in his book I highly recommend, Prayer, the Great Means of Salvation and of Perfection, emphasizes the necessity of prayer in the Christian life. The habit of prayer is the most useful and necessary of all habits, for it is the means of obtaining all graces. All the saints have become saints by means of prayer. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.